This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, a lot of Catholics are singing this song. In just the second day of the conclave, I guess they wanted to get out of there and make a decision quickly, but a lot of people are shocked at the selection of Robert Prevost, an American-born cardinal who's been named the new pope, and he is selecting the name Leo. What kind of surprises me is that he's Leo the 14th. I mean, Leo just doesn't seem much like a biblical name. It doesn't seem like they would have selected Leo, that 14 priests would have selected, 14 cardinals would have selected Leo to be pope over the years. I mean, there's not a Leo in the Bible, is there? I mean, look, I'm not a Bible expert. I've read a lot of the Bible, but I don't claim to be an expert. I've got my favorite parts in the Bible. I like John 7:7. I like Hebrews 11:1. And there are a few others that, you know, I really like that speak to me. And I think they're very cool. It's a very cool book with a lot of really great stuff in it. And it's a lot of good stuff about living life. So, yeah, you can find a lot of good stuff in there. But I'm not an expert, but I never recall running across a Leo. So, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason. And maybe some of you know the reason, but I'm sure there's a reason why somebody would select Pope Leo. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Look at this. I mean, we were supposed to get rain today. In fact, remember that flood watch was in effect until 7 o'clock tonight, and cars could be on the median, the neutral grounds around the city until 7 o'clock tonight because of the rain that was expected yesterday, last night, and today. And once again, man, the forecast was wrong. We had that really strong series of strong storms coming through here yesterday morning. But, I mean, the sun was out by yesterday afternoon, so it's just really, really interesting how the forecasting is not as accurate as it has been in the past. Now, you know, we've heard from a former member of the National Weather Service talk about Donald Trump, the president, firing people or cutting back services on forecasting that is causing this to happen. But this happened actually, I think, before the president made some of these changes. So, you know, anyway, we'll have to see if there's any reason behind all of this. But, you know, again, you can forecast all you want, but nature is going to have its own goal, its own motivations, and nature is going to do what it wants to do. All right, so look, this is good news. Gas prices have dropped ahead of summertime. Are they going to stay low? Well, I don't, you know, we don't know. But hey, gas prices are down right now. I filled up again the other day, and it was $3.19. And I have a turbo engine in my car, so I use the high grade premium, which is the most expensive one. And $3.19 a gallon, that's really, really good. So I'm happy with that. Here's some good news on this Thursday afternoon. Golfing great Rory McIlroy is talking about his cameo appearance in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore 2. So there's going to be a new Happy Gilmore. I loved that movie. I thought it was awesome. I mean, so funny. So many great scenes in that movie. And it's apparently they're going to come back with a sequel, so that's good. So the President of the United States has made a deal with our strongest ally, the UK, when it comes to trade. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, again, this is breaking while it's on the air, while we're on the air, so I don't have a lot of information on it. But this is a deal that's been made with the UK, and I think there's still a 10% tariff that is placed on this. So there will be people who will be commenting on this, and he's described as a conservative radio star. I've never heard the name. Eric Erickson. Some of you may know who that is if you're in the conservative media bubble. Conservative radio star Eric Erickson has reacted to the president's newly announced trade deal with the UK. First trade deal that we know of, and the administration was desperate to come up with a trade deal after the big bravado of all the, you know, the tariffs and 25%, and, you know, you have to come to us, and I don't know how this worked out, but it did work out. And I would think that this would be good news. The President of the United States is talking about the long history between the United States and the UK, and that this is going to be a good thing. However, this conservative radio host is calling the deal blank. It's the S word. It's the S word, TTY. He's calling it a blank deal with the UK. First, they told us the 10% tariff was just a baseline for negotiations to get to the free trade deals. Now we're being told the 10% tariff is for keeps, and that's just a tax on the American people. So this conservative talk show host, very critical of the president. And, you know, I mean, this is just a reminder that we're seeing more and more conservatives, more and more supporters of the president come forward and disagree with the President of the United States. And this is another example of that. But, you know, again, we're a long way from, you know, figuring out that deal. And it was just announced this afternoon. So, you know, we'll look into that. You know, I can't tell you. I mean, fortunately, I'm in a position to where I don't have to look at the price of everything that I buy at the grocery store. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just being honest with you that I'm in the fortunate position of not having to look at everything that I buy. I'm careful. When I do have choices, I buy the least expensive product, and I do go out of my way to buy the least expensive product. But I haven't noticed a big change in groceries that I've purchased. And I just mentioned that gas is down. And that's good. And I haven't noticed that gas has been astronomical since all of this tariff war started. So I don't know. I mean, some of you may be really struggling to buy things that you need to buy. And I feel badly for you. And I do hope everything works out and you can get what you want to get. But I personally haven't noticed a big shift in what groceries are costing. So I don't know where inflation is right now in terms of groceries. Now, we know that some things have gone up, but is it as devastating as some were expecting? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is off today, had a business luncheon today with Diane and Dan Barron, our market manager, and Coleman is our studio producer today. We had a call earlier, and I believe his name was Lorenzo, and he was telling me about sex change operations that have been performed on children 12 years old, about that age, 12 years old, in the state of Texas. And, you know, I asked him for details, and he didn't have any details, and I told him that I would look this up, but I really didn't think that had happened. And he said, no, I heard this woman talking about it, and I asked him what was the media outlet where this woman was speaking, and he said, Scoot, I can't remember. So I have done a little research, and just the initial research shows that there, and I told him that this probably didn't happen. Well, there's no indication of sex change operations being performed on 12-year-olds in the state of Texas. And I'm not surprised by that. But this is just a reminder that there are people out there lying to you. And some of these people are popular and they have followings. But they're lying to you because they're trying to get you riled up. They're trying to get you excited. They're trying to get you to follow them. And by pretending to have information that nobody else has, alarming information, they set up this image that you have to go to them to get the information that is true and the information that is important. When in reality, they're lying to you. They're making stuff up. Like the people who made up all the stuff about the litter boxes in classrooms. And that led to a politician in Texas sponsoring a bill that was an anti-furry bill that was going to bring an end to non-human behavior in schools. Well, when the guy was asked to come up with examples of what had happened, he could not come up with one example because it was all based on a lie. And so the bill was thrown out. So what I found was, and first of all, this comes from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is a true right-wing radical living in the conservative media world. And you cannot trust Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to tell you the truth. He says the doctors violated the Texas law by providing gender transition treatments to 24 minors. Now, he's not saying that they perform sex change operations, but his website does say that these doctors performed sex change procedures, which is very misleading because it's not a sex change. Now, these are things that might be done leading to a sex change, but the sex change operations have not taken place. Now, we can argue whether or not gender transition treatments should be given to minors. I mean, but that's a different topic. Right now, we're just talking about whether or not sex change operations have been performed on 12-year-olds in Texas. And that is not true. And Texas Children's has been the target of false reports, fake news, lies from people who are lying about this. And they are assuring us that no doctors at Texas Children's have performed any inappropriate sexual procedures or any sex change operations. So that's the best I can do on this short notice since we got the call earlier in the show. But I did want to address that. And I'm not surprised by the results. And I feel badly that so many Americans are so quick to believe lies. That there are so many people who can't distinguish between the truth and a lie. And they want to believe the lie. If given a choice of rejecting the lie or believing the lie, they believe the lie. But just remember that there are people out there who are lying to you. And they're lying to you because they're trying to build this image that only they have the truth. When in reality, they're lying. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. With all these lies that are so believed, I'm concerned about the future. All right, do you want to comment on Pope Leo XIV, new pope? It's the first American pope ever. What do you think? Do you think this guy is going to be kind of liberal like Pope Francis? Or do you think, or do you want him to be conservative and go back to more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon. May get some rain tomorrow, but it sure is nice right now. We'll be right back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It is a great Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. It might be raining, but I think the weekend's going to turn out okay. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. If you haven't yet, I hope you'll join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. I hope I still have access. I was talking earlier about how I got scammed by somebody saying they wanted me to be interviewed on the Christy Calaveri show on her podcast. And it was a setup for somebody to try to get control of my Facebook page. And I didn't realize it until later. But I think I stopped it. I think I can post some stuff coming up. I'm going to try that right after the show. But I'll try and read a few comments before the end of the show today. We've got a couple of calls to get to. Also, some of your text messages with Coleman. We'll get to that coming up. Melania Trump has only spent 14 days at the White House since the inauguration. Do you blame her? And women are more attracted to bald men than you might think, according to a new study. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Adrian is in Metairie. Adrian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. And when the Pope was announced today, I just felt joy. It didn't really matter who he was or what he believed in. The Holy Spirit always guides the church and decides who's going to be Pope. There's no such thing as a conservative Catholic or a liberal Catholic.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Because, Scoot, let me hear me. You cannot decide, you can't pick and choose what you believe. You can't change the rules or the laws or the dogma of 2,000 years of Catholic Church because I don't like it. And the Spirit always is going to be with the church. And the Pope is always going to lead the church, and the Holy Spirit's always going to correct it. But, Scoot, I don't have much time, but a month ago, you highly insulted me and the Catholic Church. You did a small segment on a potential Eucharistic miracle, and you presented it in a way where, ha, look, it's only bacteria. The Catholic Church goes to great lengths to approve any Eucharistic miracles. There's 70 of them in the world, some of them 1,200 years old, some of them 700 years old, that test as the true living heart tissue and the true living blood of Jesus. Then you said twice in that same segment that Catholics are cannibals. Because we eat. You're laughing?
I said that.
You did say it.
I did say it, yeah. I said it.
Right. Yeah. And why would you say something like that?
They eat the body of Christ. They're cannibals. They're vicious. They bite down on the body of Christ. They drink his blood. They're like Dracula. They're like Dracula and they're cannibals.
Yeah, you're making fun of the Catholic Church.
Well, Adrian, you know.
Go back and listen what was said on your show.
No, it's okay, Adrian. I'm not going to do that. Adrian, you're entitled to your very strict beliefs. You're entitled to not have a sense of humor. Catholics in general have a sense of humor, and I was joking. And I'm not the first person who has made that sarcastic comment that Catholics are cannibals because they eat the body of Christ. And a lot of people who are critical of Catholics say that actually kind of seriously. Adrian, you can believe what you want to believe. But it is a fact that there are Catholics who are conservative and Catholics who are liberal. You can talk about the Holy Spirit all you want. I'm not going to disagree with you or argue with you because you're entitled to your beliefs. But I can have different beliefs, and so can other Catholics. And if you want to be that strict, you're entitled to be that strict. You are a very conservative Catholic, and that's okay. I'm not. I don't know whether you believe in the death penalty, but you shouldn't be going to communion if you believe in the death penalty because you're not a real Catholic, because Catholics don't believe in the death penalty, according to Catholic doctrine. You should not support married Catholics who are divorced, who have not had their original marriage annulled. You should not be for them having communion. So there are a lot of things that we may disagree on, but that's okay. Those are your opinions, and you are entitled to your beliefs. But I did kind of lightheartedly say, it was a joke, but it was also repeating what critics of Catholics say, because, I mean, it's ridiculous. You're not really eating the body of Christ. So, you know, whether it's this show or Catholicism in general, you know, you sometimes you need to relax a little bit. I mean, God blessed us with a sense of humor. And another favorite part of the Bible for me is Psalms, I think it's Psalms 126. And it says that God knows what I'm going to say before I say it. So God knew I was going to say that before I said it about Catholics being cannibals. I didn't really mean they're like eating other human beings. But if you interpret things so seriously, then, you know, I suggest that you try to find a sense of humor, because it's hard to go through life without a sense of humor. All right, Eve is joining us on WWL. Good afternoon, Eve.
Hello, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Yes, I'm calling because of your comment about the alleged children that had sex transgender operations in Texas, and that people were believing those lies, and then you fact-checked them. And that hit me with a ton of bricks, because what it is, it's a brainwashing of these people that keep spewing these lies like this, and people are just so hungry to believe anything so their view or their candidate is right. Yeah. And it's the same kind of thing that happens in a domestic violence situation when the victim believes the other person, they're promising, I promise you I'm going to do the right thing, or I'm not going to do this. And it's the same kind of cognitive dissonance where you believe something that is not true. So I tell everybody, please fact check everything. And I'm glad you do that. And that's all
I try to.
But I've never called before, and I just couldn't believe that. It's a brainwashing.
It is brainwashing, and people allow themselves to be brainwashed. It's really the faults
it's
of the individual
it's
allowing
easier.
It to happen. Well, it is easy.
But it's
a lot easier
to be brainwashed. It's easier to believe the lie.
That's right. It's easier to believe something that you want to be true rather than actually look into what is true.
Yeah.
So it's true.
Yes,
well, Eve, I'm glad you're listening,
and I'm glad
you contributed to the show today. So thank you. Well, let's go to CB. CB, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with everything that y'all said about the disinformation. I guess what I have a problem with is sometimes the lack of information that's disclosed to us. Because I have a personal situation where I positively know that my nephew at a nurse university in Texas decided that he's transgender. And without a stitch of counseling on the matter, he was given the drugs to help him transition. And he was probably, I'm guessing, because I know his age right now, he was probably around 19 when this occurred.
Okay.
And I'm horrified. My brother, who was probably in his early 60s when he decided he wanted to have the gastro operation to help lose weight, had to go through 6 months of counseling before he could have the operation. And yet, when something as serious and as life-altering as what was happening to my nephew, it was like, oh, okay, you don't want counseling? Okay, here, you can still have the drugs. And that happened. That's fact.
So you do know that he just rejected counseling and they gave him the drugs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he's 19 years old.
What's that?
I mean, he's 19. What are you going to do? He's 19. That's his choice.
No, but the point was, my brother was 60, and they wouldn't give him the operation.
Well,
I
understand that there. Look, I mean, sometimes you have to work harder to get. I think you have to work harder to get a license to do somebody's hair than to drive. So, I mean, I understand that there are a lot of those comparisons out there. But he's 19 years old. I mean, if he wants to make that decision, that's up to him. And if you don't understand, that's okay.
I can make the decision, but the university, to me, should have the best interest of the students. That says, okay, this is something you're considering. Get some counseling, then you can do this. That's
we can talk forever about rules that should change. But again, he's 19 years old, and you know, did you see signs of him being a trans person when he was younger?
No, but you know,
Did you think that maybe he was gay?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't
so
see any
do
of
you
these.
Think do you, well, do you think that like a bunch of his he and his friends got drunk one night and he decided he was trans?
Absolutely not. I think there's a lot of pain and anguish. No, I'm not trivializing what he is going through at all.
Okay.
Not at all. No. No. To me, it was the lack of, to me, just concern for an individual that, yeah, maybe this is your path.
Yeah.
But I think get a little help before you decide.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in this situation, but I mean, it does sound reasonable to have some counseling before you are administered drugs. But it wasn't a sex change operation. I'm assuming those drugs could be stopped and reversed at some point.
Yeah, but you can do drugs. I've already had drugs that have done horrible things to me after taking them one time. My point is, you know, we don't know.
Well, again,
we don't know positively.
Yeah. Look, we do know. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, doctors know what those drugs do. You know, it's interesting, though, that he didn't want to accept counseling from anybody in his family. So he obviously rejected that, or I don't know, maybe he sought that. But, you know, there's counseling around, even if it's not mandatory. There's a lot of counseling around. And, you know, I would hope that people would spend time talking to people before they make that decision, because, you know, that is a dramatic decision. But I know people who are so intrinsically trans that there's no decision for them to make. If they're allowed to make this decision, they want to be who their body tells them and who their mind tells them they are. And as a caller mentioned earlier, I disagree with the caller. I do not think this is mental illness, and it has never been declared mental illness. I think we are getting to a point where in some cases we're allowing people the freedom to be who they believe they are. And again, I've talked about how I am a totally straight person. I am masculine in so many ways, but I have a very strong feminine side that dictates the clothes that I wear, sometimes the way I wear my hair. I get called ma'am a lot. I think these people are slightly delusional or don't get out very much or don't take time to actually look at me. I just pass that off as nothing. But, you know, we're all entitled to be who we are. I would hate for somebody to tell me that I needed to be macho, because that's not in me, that I had to wear these clothes, that I had to be this way, because that's not who I am. That's not in me. And I have the freedom in America to be who I want to be. And again, I'm totally straight. Every man has a masculine and feminine side. Some men are so afraid of their feminine side that they become super macho because they're hiding from it. Other people are comfortable with it, and I'm comfortable with that side of who I am. And I would hate for somebody to tell me, you can't be this person, even though this is who I am. And I know that's not as extreme as being a truly trans person, but it is somewhat of an example. Hey, on this day in 1976, on the SOTA rock culture calendar, this was the number one song in the country. The theme song from the TV series Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome Back by John Sebastian was numero uno. That's where John Travolta got a big start. He was in things before that, but his role as Vinnie Barbarino was one of his big early roles. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It is a great Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. It might be raining, but I think the weekend's going to turn out okay. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. If you haven't yet, I hope you'll join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. I hope I still have access. I was talking earlier about how I got scammed by somebody saying they wanted me to be interviewed on the Christy Calaveri show on her podcast. And it was a setup for somebody to try to get control of my Facebook page. And I didn't realize it until later, but I think I stopped it. I think I can post some stuff coming up. I'm going to try that right after the show. But I'll try and read a few comments before the end of the show today. We've got a couple of calls to get to. Also, some of your text messages with Coleman. We'll get to that coming up. Melania Trump has only spent 14 days at the White House since the inauguration. Do you blame her? And women are more attracted to bald men than you might think, according to a new study. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Adrian is in Metairie. Adrian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. And when the Pope was announced today, I just felt joy. It didn't really matter who he was or what he believed in. The Holy Spirit always guides the church and decides who's going to be Pope. There's no such thing as a conservative Catholic or a liberal Catholic.
Well, that's
Francis
not true.
Was not, that is
I mean,
true.
That's not true.
Because, Scoot, let me hear me. You cannot decide, you can't pick and choose what you believe. They can't change the rules or the laws or the dogma of 2,000 years of Catholic Church because I don't like it. And the Spirit always is going to be with the Church. And the Pope is always going to lead the Church, and the Holy Spirit's always going to correct it. But, Scoot, I don't have much time, but a month ago, you highly insulted me and the Catholic Church. You did a small segment on a potential Eucharistic miracle, and you presented it in a way where, ha, look, it's only bacteria. The Catholic Church goes to great lengths to approve any Eucharistic miracles. There's 70 of them in the world, some of them 1,200 years old, some of them 700 years old, that test as the true living heart tissue and the true living blood of Jesus. Then you said twice in that same segment that Catholics are cannibals. Because we eat. You're laughing?
Yeah, I said that.
I said that. You did say it. You
I did say it, yeah. I said it. Yeah.
Right. And why would you say something like that?
They eat the body of Christ. They're cannibals. They're vicious. They bite down on the body of Christ. They drink his blood. They're like Dracula. They're like Dracula and they're cannibals.
Yeah, you're making fun of the Catholic Church.
Well, Adrian, you know.
Go back and listen what was said on your show.
No, it's okay, Adrian. I'm not going to do that. Adrian, you're entitled to your very strict beliefs. You're entitled to not have a sense of humor. Catholics in general have a sense of humor, and I was joking. And I'm not the first person who has made that sarcastic comment that Catholics are cannibals because they eat the body of Christ. And a lot of people who are critical of Catholics say that actually kind of seriously. Adrian, you can believe what you want to believe, but it is a fact that there are Catholics who are conservative and Catholics who are liberal. You can talk about the Holy Spirit all you want. I'm not going to disagree with you or argue with you because you're entitled to your beliefs. But I can have different beliefs, and so can other Catholics. And if you want to be that strict, you're entitled to be that strict. You are a very conservative Catholic, and that's okay. I'm not. I don't know whether you believe in the death penalty, but you shouldn't be going to communion if you believe in the death penalty because you're not a real Catholic, because Catholics don't believe in the death penalty, according to Catholic doctrine. You should not support married Catholics who are divorced, who have not had their original marriage annulled. You should not be for them having communion. So there are a lot of things that we may disagree on, but that's okay. Those are your opinions, and you are entitled to your beliefs. But, I did kind of lightheartedly say, you know, it was a joke, but it was also repeating what critics of Catholics say because, I mean, it's ridiculous. You're not really eating the body of Christ. So, you know, whether it's this show or Catholicism in general, you know, you sometimes you need to relax a little bit. I mean, God blessed us with a sense of humor. And another favorite part of the Bible for me is Psalms, I think it's Psalms 126. And it says that God knows what I'm going to say before I say it. So God knew I was going to say that before I said it about Catholics being cannibals. I didn't really mean they're like eating other human beings. But if you interpret things so seriously, then, you know, I suggest that you try to find a sense of humor because it's hard to go through life without a sense of humor. All right. Eve is joining us on WWL. Good afternoon, Eve.
Hello, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Yes, I'm calling because of your comment about the alleged children that had sex transgender operations in Texas, and that people were believing those lies, and then you fact-checked them. And that hit me with a ton of bricks, because what it is, it's a brainwashing of these people that keep spewing these lies like this,
and people are just so hungry to believe anything, so their view or their candidate is right.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing that happens in a domestic violence situation when the victim believes the other person, they're promising, I promise you I'm going to do the right thing, or I'm not going to do this. And it's the same kind of cognitive dissonance where you believe something that is not true. So I tell everybody, please fact check everything. And I'm glad you do that. And that's all
I try to.
Say, but I've never called before, and I just couldn't believe that. It's a brainwash. People
it is. It is. Yeah. It is brainwashing, and people allow themselves to be brainwashed. It's really the fault
it's
of
easier.
The individual
it's
allowing
easier.
It to happen. Well, it is easy.
But
it's a lot easier.
To be brainwashed. It's easier to believe the lie.
That's right. It's easier to believe something that you want to be true rather than actually look into what is true.
Yeah.
So it's the truth.
Yes,
well, Eve, I'm
exactly.
glad you're listening,
thank
and I'm
you.
Glad you contributed to the show today. So thank you. Well, let's go to CB. CB, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with everything that y'all said about the disinformation. I guess what I have a problem with is sometimes the lack of information that's disclosed to us. Because I have a personal situation where I positively know that my nephew at a nurse university in Texas decided that he's transgender. And without a stitch of counseling on the matter, he was given the drugs to help him transition. And he was probably, I'm guessing, because I know his age right now, he was probably around 19 when this occurred.
Okay.
And I'm horrified. My brother, who was probably in his early 60s when he decided he wanted to have the gastro operation to help lose weight, had to go through 6 months of counseling before he could have the operation. And yet, when something as serious and as life-altering as what was happening to my nephew, it was like, oh, okay, you don't want counseling? Okay, here, you can still have the drugs. And that happened. That's fact.
So you do know that he just rejected counseling and they gave him the drugs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's 19 years old.
What's that?
I mean, he's 19. What are you going to do? He's 19. That's his choice.
No, but the point was, my brother was 60, and they wouldn't give him the operation.
Well,
I
understand that there. Look, I mean, sometimes you have to work harder to get. I think you have to work harder to get a license to do somebody's hair than to drive. So, I mean, I understand that there are a lot of those comparisons out there. But he's 19 years old. I mean, if he wants to make that decision, that's up to him. And if you don't understand, that's okay.
I come to the decision, but the university, to me, should have the best interest of the students that says, okay, this is something you're considering. Get some counseling, then you can do this. That's
Well, we can. I guess we can talk forever about rules that should change. But again, he's 19 years old, and you know, did you see signs of him being a trans person when he was younger?
No, but you know, I
did.
Didn't.
You think did you think that maybe he was gay?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't
so
see any
do
of
you think do you, well, do you think that like a bunch of his he and his friends got drunk one night and he decided he was trans?
Absolutely not. I think there's a lot of pain and anguish. No, I'm not trivializing what he is going through at all.
Okay.
Not at all. No. To me, it was the lack of to me just concern for an individual that yeah maybe this is your path.
Yeah.
But I think get a little help before you decide.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in this situation, but I mean, it does sound reasonable to have some counseling before you are administered drugs. But it wasn't a sex change operation. I'm assuming those drugs could be stopped and reversed at some point.
Yeah, but you can do drugs. I've already had drugs that have done horrible things to me after taking them one time. My point is, we don't know.
Well, again,
we don't know positively.
Yeah, Look, well, we do know. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, doctors know what those drugs do. You know, it's interesting, though, that he didn't want to accept counseling from anybody in his family. So he obviously rejected that, or I don't know, maybe he sought that. But, you know, there's counseling around, even if it's not mandatory. There's a lot of counseling around. And, you know, I would hope that, people would spend time talking to people before they make that decision, because, you know, that is a dramatic decision. But I know people who are so intrinsically trans that there's no decision for them to make. If they're allowed to make this decision, they want to be who their body tells them and who their mind tells them they are. And as a caller mentioned earlier, I disagree with the caller. I do not think this is mental illness, and it has never been declared mental illness. It's I think we are getting to a point where in some cases we're allowing people the freedom to be who they believe they are. And again, I've talked about how I am a totally straight person. I am masculine in so many ways, but I have a very strong feminine side that dictates the clothes that I wear, sometimes the way I wear my hair. I get called ma'am a lot. I think these people are slightly delusional, or don't get out very much, or don't take time to actually look at me. I just pass that off as nothing. But, you know, we're all entitled to be who we are. I would hate for somebody to tell me that I needed to be macho, because that's not in me, that I had to wear these clothes, that I had to be this way, because that's not who I am. That's not in me. And I have the freedom in America to be who I want to be. And again, I'm totally straight. Every man has a masculine and feminine side. Some men are so afraid of their feminine side that they become super macho because they're hiding from it. Other people are comfortable with it, and I'm comfortable with that side of who I am. And I would hate for somebody to tell me, you can't be this person, even though this is who I am. And I know that's not as extreme as being a truly trans person, but it is somewhat of an example. Hey, on this day in 1976, on the SOTA rock culture calendar, this was the number one song in the country, the theme song from the TV series Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome Back by John Sebastian was numero uno. That's where John Travolta got a big start. He was in things before that, but his role as Vinnie Barbarino was one of his big early roles. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, it turned out to be a beautiful Thursday. I think we're expecting some rain tomorrow, and I think the weekend's going to be nice. But tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday on the show. Coming up next, it's a sports talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke. Studio producer today, Coleman. Great job, Coleman. Oh, I want to take a moment and wish a very happy birthday to my brother, Miles, my dear brother, Miles in Mobile. Very happy birthday, brother. Love you. Our market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P., and I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. As always, love you, New Orleans.